If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my. I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
Welcome back to another episode of Player Performance, NFL Week 9. I am J.A. Cavalier, your favorite capper's favorite capper. Go ahead, smash the like button. If you're new to this show, do us a favor, be sure to subscribe. We do this every week, break down the NFL card for the weekend, giving you the information you need to beat the books. We're gonna get you started with Week 9 in just a second. First, let's recap Week 8 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 8 recap. Turn around, Chris Godwin. You missed the highlight of your career and a Bucks win. Rainy, crappy, wet, cold. It sounds a lot like the forecast for the Jets and Giants, and the Giants season in general. The Steelers think the refs cost them game. I still have my money on Matt Canada. Washington was so upset over this Eagles toss, they decided to just tank. Matt Stafford is wondering if Detroit will take him back after another loss. Jordan Love wishes it was Valentine's Day in Green Bay and not Halloween because fans have axes. If the Titans don't allow Will Levis to play over Ryan Tannehill, Nashville will burn. Bill Belichick is one more loss from calling Tom Brady to see how quickly he can get there. Taysom Hill continues to be the most fun weapon in the NFL after another huge day. Carolina refused to go down like the Lions or Browns in winless history. Geno Smith is the QB of a first-place team. Let that sink in. Brock Purdy is wondering if Trey Lance can come back and take some pressure off. Ugh, is everything okay in Kansas City? Sean, Peyton, and Russ? Really? Josh Dobbs put on such a show against Baltimore that the Cards traded him away. The Bears plan on calling up Nathan Peterman here pretty soon if they don't get good QB play. Jimmy G is good looking. It's the only way he has a job, right?
So 3-4-1 all picks and leans on this show last week. Obviously not the week we were looking for. We did drop our first best bet of the season. We had been perfect on best bets on this show all season long. Now we're 7-1. We had the same game parlay, Carolina Panthers and over. It's crazy to think that I would put perfection on the backs of the Carolina Panthers. But look, if you're going to make a living in this business, you have to have big balls. And believe me, I'm working with beach balls here in South Florida. I loved the narrative last week. I said Bryce Young had to step up. If for nothing else, if for just one game, Bryce Young had to step up. And he did. He outplayed C.J. Stroud from start to finish. Bryce Young, 22 of 31, 235 yards passing, averaging 7 yards per completion and a touchdown. C.J. Stroud, nothing impressive, 16 of 24 for just a 140. So the narrative was pretty much spot on. Matter of fact, I loved it so much that I upgraded the Carolina Panthers in premium service. Max bet Carolina Panthers plus 3.5. Premium service did sweep the board on Sunday, so Daddy had himself a day. Carolina Panthers, outright. Cincinnati Bengals, outright. Chargers in the first half, by 2 touchdowns. Top props, Kittle's over 42.5 yards receiving. Winner. Young over 226 passing yards. Winner. And Hurts under 28.5 rushing yards. Winner. Look, if you're not a premium member yet, what are you waiting for? It's time to get on. It's time to jump on the money train. You guys know once I get hot, I don't stop. I've been known to go on some goofy runs. When I'm on a heater, it can literally last for months. It started the week off this week so far. Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night and under the posted total. We cashed both of them and the same game parlay. So if there was ever a time to jump aboard, it's now. Link in the description below. Or you guys can get to YLose.com. That's the letter YLOSE.com. So, last week, someone in the comments questioned my Saints pick. No, this is not me calling him out. I don't do that here. This is not me bragging because the Saints won and he was wrong. Though, I will say this, you're not going to make a living betting against me in the NFL. But I love the debate. I love being questioned. He made his pick. He took his stand. More importantly, he supported his pick on the Indianapolis Colts. And I applaud him for that. And so for that reason, Christopher Evans, 9221, you are last week's gift card winner. email us, playbook@whylose.com. You're going to get directions and instructions on how to receive your gift card. To enter this week's Amazon gift card giveaway, it's simple. Subscribe to the channel, like this episode, drop a comment below. Best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. Also, if you guys want to drop the games you like below, ask questions, do so. If you think I'm wrong about a game, go ahead, call me out. But remember, support it. So it's time. Are you ready? I know I'm ready. Gonna be a big week in the NFL. Free picks and leans for NFL Week 9.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Vikings versus Falcons.
Falcons are laying 5.5. The total here is at 37.5. I get the numbers really low, but I'm taking the under. I mean, it's low for good reason. Kirk Cousins gets hurt last week. He's done for the year. Jaren Hall's the next guy up. And if you watched Hall, the kid is awful. So this is going to be a nightmare, probably for the rest of the season of the Vikings. Vikings already without Jefferson should probably just shut him down for the rest of the season. It's snowing in Minnesota. And no, that's not a weather report. It's actually an injury report. The Vikings are under an avalanche. And I do get it. Professionals, you guys want to go out. You want to compete. I'm not really a big fan of tanking, but if there was ever a time to do so, this would be it. Put yourself in a position to get better for the future through the draft. Their run game ranks 28th, and a young quarterback's best friend is a running game. So they're not going to have much success on the ground, probably not going to have much success through the air, because Atlanta ranks 8th in passing defense. Not friendly first start for a young quarterback. Also, he has to go out and he has to do it on the road. On the other side, Atlanta's not going to light up the scoreboard either. 28th in scoring, averaging 17 points a game. But truthfully, 1st-17 may actually win this game. The under has also hit in 5 of Atlanta's last 6 games. Give me the under to post a total of 37.5.
Cardinals versus Browns.
The Browns are laying 7.5. The total here is at 37.5. So the Cardinals just traded away Josh Dobbs. Clayton Tune's going to start. This is a 5th-rounder making his first NFL start, and he's doing so without James Conner. So you have a rookie quarterback making his first start against Cleveland in Cleveland. That's like walking down an alley in the South Bronx in the 70s. No, nothing could go wrong there. Your offense ranks 24th in scoring, 28th in passing. You've thrown for more than 215 yards twice this entire season. Now you face the best pass defense in the NFL. 163 yards a game is what they give up. This is like feeding this kid to the Lions, and I plan on profiting off of it. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals team total under. Tune is going to be playing this game in a box. The walls are going to feel like they're caving in, and they will be. Arizona may not score in this game. In 2 of their last 3 games, they failed to score more than 10 points. It's not going to get any easier here. And at plus money, I'm going to take the Browns defense to hold Arizona under 13.5. Give me the Cardinals team total under 13.5 points.
Rams versus Packers.
The Packers are now laying 3. The total is at 39. And I hate this. It actually feels gross, but I'm doing it. I'm back in the Packers and I'm laying the points. Look, Stafford has a boo-boo on his thumb. And if you're asking, oh, his thumb? Yes, his thumb. But it's his throwing hand. It affects the grip on the ball. Expect it to be wet and cold conditions at the frozen tundra on Sunday. Stafford's going to have a hard time throwing if he plays the game at all. Couple that with the Rams' inability to run, Green Bay has a huge advantage here. The Rams are in the bottom half of the league in rushing. They average just over 100 a game, ranks 29th in rushing success rate. Stafford's questionable, but even if he doesn't go, it's even better for us, because then we get Ripken and he's just fucking awful. Green Bay opened up as a slight dog. The line has adjusted to the injury. Green Bay also owns this series. Packers 5-0 ATS last 5 against LA. I can only look Packers in this spot. Give me the Green Bay Packers, lay the 3 points.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday.
three straight 3-2 team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavalier's Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Commanders versus Patriots.
The Patriots are laying 3.5. The total is at 40.5. Now, I've talked to a lot of sharps, a lot of pros, guys that I know, guys that I respect, and they're pretty much split on this game. Half are going to tell you that they're going to play the Patriots spot, you know, Belichick effect against young quarterbacks. The others are going to say that the line's an overreaction to the Washington fire sale. So I'm here, of course, to be the voice of reason. Take the over. Yes, this is a good spot for New England's offense. They just traded away Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Their pass rush is non-existent. Mac Jones should be comfortable and clean in the pocket. Commanders had the 29th ranked pass defense, 31st scoring defense, giving up over 28 a game. That was with Sweat and Young. But remember, Washington is going to be able to score points. This offense has scored 24 or more in 3 of the last 5. They put up 31 twice in that span. Sam Howell is legit. I'm going to say that again. Sam Howell is legit. Last week against Philly, 397 yards, 4 touchdowns. The over is hitting 2 straight for New England, 3 of the last 5 for Washington. So here it is, my best bet for this show, Washington, New England, over the posted total of 40.5, way over the posted total.
Dolphins versus Chiefs.
Chiefs are laying 2. The total here is now at 50. So this is actually my biggest play. And no. Not of the week. This is my biggest play of the entire NFL season. So if you're a big player and you're looking for one game to unload on Sunday, text me now, 917-584-8086 with code SMASH. This game is for those with larger bankrolls looking to take this to the next level. You can play like a pro while dealing with a pro. Text code SMASH to 1-917-584-8086.
Bears versus Saints.
Saints are laying 7.5. Total is at 41.5. So I love the Saints team total over here. I mean, pretty much sleepwalking, the Saints are going to hit 24 against the Bears. This is also going to be my top prop for the show. And the top prop is Derek Carr over 243 yards passing. And both are pretty much correlated. Look, we know the Saints are coming in off a huge week last week. They put up 38 against Indianapolis. The team total is hitting 3 of their last 5. Derek Carr looks better. He's more comfortable in this offense. He's thrown for over 300 in 3 straight. Chicago is 30th against the pass. They give up a huge amount of yards and points. The Bears allow the 4th most points in the league. Teams average over 27 a game. And when teams play Chicago, opposing quarterbacks, 2nd highest QBR. Carr seems to have gotten his groove back. And look, we all know, there's no quarterback in league history that's more streaky than Carr. When he gets hot, he looks like one of the best to have ever done it. The Saints have weapons everywhere. Kamara, Thomas, Olave, and now Shahid is stepping into the mix. The kid put up a 150 last week. Air it out day in New Orleans. 2 plays, both in the same game, and I love them both. I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints team total over 24. I'm also taking my top prop, Derek Carr, over 243 yards passing.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Seahawks versus Ravens.
The Ravens are laying 5.5. The total here is at 42.5. Now, this total has fallen about a full point, and I do get the movement. I actually agree with the movement. Take the under in this spot. Seattle has a better defense than we realize. Points are not going to come easy for Baltimore. In the last 4 games, they've allowed an average of 12 points. One of those games was against Cincinnati. Baltimore, they've been even better on the defensive side. The Ravens rank 1st overall in defensive DVOA. They rank 1st in scoring allowed. Baltimore is giving up just 15 per game. In their last three home games, Baltimore has allowed 6, 22, and 9 points. The under is hit in three of the last four for Seattle. 58% of big money chasing the under. If it's the Ravens, so of course I expect the public to pound the over. Give me the under 42.5, Seattle, Baltimore.
Cowboys versus Eagles.
Eagles are laying 3. The total here is now at 47. So I went over with Derek Carr. I'm actually going to flip the switch. I'm going under with Jalen Hurts. Hurts under 253 yards passing. Dallas has one of the better pass defenses in the NFL. Fourth in passing yards allowed per game. They rank top 5 in all pass rush metrics. Hurts had his best game last week as a passer, but that was against Washington. And as Pop used to say, this isn't that. Hurts has also never played well against Dallas at home in Philadelphia. Last season, 15 of 25 for 155 yards. Philly fans, I know I'm going to get the hate, but hear me out. This is more a play on the Dallas defense than it is against Hurts. Dallas has only allowed more than 243 yards passing once. That was to Brock Purdy. This is a different game. This is a divisional game. This is a measuring stick, crucial and much more important for Dallas than it is for Philly. I expect the Cowboys' defense to rise to the challenge. They're going to keep this close. They have to slow down Hurts to do so. Keep the pressure on him. The Eagles' run game, which hasn't hit 100 yards in any of the last three games, isn't going to be much help. Hurts is dealing with a leg injury. In this type of offense, in this style of run game, if your quarterback isn't mobile, RPOs don't work. Defenses don't freeze. Your run game is pretty much obsolete. And if you can't run the ball, you're not going to be able to pass the ball. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to do this right now, live on the show. Same game parlay. We're going to take the Cowboys +3. We're going to take Hurts passing yards under. We're also going to take the game itself under the posted total of 47. Actually, I like this a lot. Let's see what this equates to. Pull up DraftKings here. 3 picks, same game parlay. So we have the Cowboys +3, under 47, and Jalen Hurts under 253.5 passing yards, +430. Make it official on the show. Same game, 3 pick parlay, 3 legs here. The Dallas Cowboys +3, under 47 for the game. Jalen Hurts passing yards under 253.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right, gettoylose.com. That's the letter YLOSE.com. For free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more, that's YLOSE.com, the letter YLOSE.com. Pick up this week's NFL Triple Crown. 3 max bets for Sunday, 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays. We're going to add a couple of bonus plays as well. Last week, we swept the board. We have now swept the board 2 of the last 3 weeks in the NFL. You don't want to miss this run. You guys know once I get started, it's hard to stop me. Link in the description below. $99 1 week. Must go 6-0 or the entire NFL season is free. Link in the description below. That's it for me this week. This has been NFL Week 9. I'll see you guys back here next week as I break down the card for NFL Week 10. But until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLOSE.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.